This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And now on with us from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. So let's talk about what your focus is on right now. Understand a number of gun bills are getting your attention in the legislature.
Yeah, that's correct, Kyle. There's been a number of gun bills that have gone through the House. We still haven't seen them on the floor yet, so that we're kind of not looking forward to that day, but I'm sure they're going to probably make it out of the committee into the floor. And then there's now a new one in the Senate. And it actually kind of revives Measure 114 and kind of circumvents all of the political action and legal action that's going on with it now. But the three gun bills that are going through the House right now is House Bill 2005, 2006, and 2007. I actually have given testimony against 2006 myself, but 2005 is a ghost gun ban, which is, in my opinion, and most likely will be found to be pretty much unconstitutional. I guess we'll have to wait and see if it does get through the House floor and end up in as law if it's challenged, which I'm sure it will be. 2006 is a gun bill that eliminates people under 21 from being able to purchase a firearm. And the problem with 2006 is it actually has, there's some rules in it that eliminate some really popular hunting rifles as well. So until you're over 21, you won't be able to buy a semi-automatic 243 or 30-06, or for that matter, any semi-automatic caliber to hunt with. So I gave some testimony against that because that actually is one of my favorite calibers and one of my favorite actions. And then 2007 limits your ability to take firearms into public buildings, even if with a concealed weapons permit. But it goes farther than that. It actually has it limits you from, if you're in a school area, not just in the school zone or the federal zone or, you know, whatever that may be, you also can't be on the property next door to it. And there's just a whole host of things wrong with that as well. So hopefully people in our district are taking a look at that stuff and keeping an eye on it. We're going to need lots of testimony against it, in my opinion, because I definitely am pro-Second Amendment.
Do you feel like these are going to go back and forth, or do you think it's going to be a hard thing to stop them?
You know, it's going to be pretty tough at this point. We're doing everything. We're pulling all the stops out as Republicans on this to try to raise awareness and try to slow it down. I think we will. I'm hoping for some amendments. I actually asked for an amendment on 2006 to be inclusive of some of the semi-automatic hunting rifles, and I was denied by the Democrats. And again, you know, it's a one-party rule here, so, you know, we're still in the minority, so we're fighting things. The nice thing is some of these bills hopefully are going to require some revenue, which hopefully, I don't think the state's in really great shape revenue-wise, so hopefully that'll kill some of them. But again, it remains to be seen.
And I want to check up on the search and rescue bill you've been working on.
Yeah, so that's really good news. The search and rescue bill that I proposed for our sheriff's department, and actually will be statewide for all sheriff's departments, it actually allows for a little bit better capability of an officer to request for a search warrant situation when you know that there's potentially somebody has information about a lost person. And this could actually affect, you know, cell phone companies. If there's information that we could get and it would help us find somebody faster in a search and rescue situation, the cell companies are not obligated and actually, quite frankly, just really can't give us information. This bill would help circumvent some of that. And pretty much what this bill does is it will save lives. So I was excited that it made it through Judiciary Committee and with a 9-0 unanimous yes. So it will hit the House floor. I think we'll see that next week, if not the end of this week. Haven't seen the schedule on it yet. And if it gets through the House into the Senate, hopefully we can pass that into law.
And as we wrap up, anything else big on your agenda right now?
We're watching a lot of things. I'm sure you saw my bill. I think I saw it in the newspaper for the river cleanup, and that's an important one for us. It hasn't. It's actually down in rules right now, but cleaning up our waterways, our local waterways, is very high on our agenda. But also taking care of the homeless people. We're not just trying to boot them off the waterways. We're trying to clean it up and make other provisions for them to live in a different area. So that's something we're watching. The other thing is the habitat conservation plan, which the state is pushing right now, which is going to greatly reduce our yield on our forest lands, which is also going to be a problem for the state. So we're really watching that. It hasn't really come in front of us yet, but we're trying to fight that as well.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check in again next week. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Kyle. Take care.
8:41 at the Morning Report.